Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the stage.
He deserved us to get up this morning if he allowed us to see this side to give him thanks. Because all my thanks, all of my going in and all of my coming out, I know it had to be because of him. Because it's not just because what he gave me. It's what he truly gave me. He gave me a spiritual life that I know one day, this old young body I got going through, I'm about to lay it down. And once I lay it down, he give me a place. Do you know what place you're going to? We're at a point in my life now, uncertainty need to be clear right now that he is God and he's worthy to be praised. I thank God. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the things he have already have done. And I know if it had not been for him, if it had not been for him, I would see his love. So as I go and ask you this question, when the last time you thank God? When the last time you thank God? Hello? When the last time you thank God? When I think about his goodness, when I think about his love, when I think about his mercy, he has been so good. My brother,
yeah.
I know we deserve justice. We truly deserve justice. But somewhere down the line, he gave us mercy. And then, all right, man, when you think about the goodness of the Lord, when you think about all the things he has done, Reverend, it makes you go back and say, thank you, God. Because if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? We went through a lot of things in this short time of life. Some of us have seen some things in life that we thank God for this journey so far. But we do know it was him. It was him.
Yes.
You know, I want to let you know that there's a seed been sown one day. It was sown in a field. And I want to talk about that seed. And what is you doing with your seed that's planted in you? What have you done with the seed that God allowed to come in your life? Are you allowing that seed to be watered? When do you let the water hit there? We learn, we've been just doing it just for a little while. We ain't been there that long. But we learn that there's a sower out there. He has sown some seed. What are you doing with the seed in your heart that God gave you?
Yeah.
Did God give you something that this morning to let you know that he deserved our hallelujahs? Oh, hear me over it. The brother was singing the song, but that should be everybody's testament. It shouldn't be go without saying that. Say, thank you, God, for all the things you have done. Because I know
yes.
I'm not worthy. It was you who made this day out of reality. It was nothing on yesterday, Reverend. I know you're a good man. I know you try your best to do good. I'm going to tell you from about my heart, if it hadn't been for the Lord, put that seed in you. Let you know that it had not been for him, we would not be here today. So thank God. Thank God for his spirit that dwells in him. I said there's a seed.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews. It won't be for you long. Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
Matthews chapter 13. I don't know, Rev, you asked me, was you in the queue? I don't know. It might be messing up. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. If somebody have hit the one button, and then I ignored you. Rev tried to hit the one button, and he texted me and said, it ain't showing it. So if you hit the one button, you might have to text me because I can't see it, you know. But anyway, we're going to get on forward. I'm going to charge it to my heart. Charge it to my ego that something might be going on. I hear a little static. Too. Do you hear static?
You sound clear to me. You sound clear to me.
Okay. Back on my way, I hear some static, but I'm going to keep pushing. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. If you hear any noise, text me if you hear anything, if it's clear to you, but we get too far, because I can hang this thing up and call back in.
Okay. Yeah.
So you hear, you good, Rep?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come with the most humble matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that's already here, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your knowing that we need you, Lord. We didn't wake up without a downnum heart that we couldn't do it without you. Lord, we came because we know you are good and you are worthy to praise, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, from above my heart, Lord, to be with us today, Lord. Lord, concentrate our mind, Lord. Maybe when we get in your word, Lord, if there's anything that hinder us from hearing or teaching your lesson or preaching your lesson, Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, for your blessing, Lord. Bless each one of us, Lord, that when we hear the word, Lord, that you increase in our life, Lord. That anything is not of you, we move right now, Lord. We don't want our seed that's been planted, Lord, that they've been adding water to Monday through Friday, most Monday through Sunday, Lord, that you don't let it grow, Lord. We don't want to choke out, Lord. We don't want to let it fall on some wrong ground, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you, Father God, help us, Lord, to receive the word of God, Lord. Lord, not to be something to pat on the back, but, Lord, to let you know that, Father God, we want to be in your arms, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. The people we do know and we don't know, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to lift them up to you, Father God. We know you're a healer, Lord. Wherever it is, Lord, if it's on this side or on the other side, Lord, give healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, for the ones that went on, Lord, their family. Even Brother Dexter, even the brothers and sisters that we do know, Lord, just we ask you, Father God, bless their family, Lord. Bless our family, Lord. Bless God's plan that they go out, Father God, and touch people's heart, Lord. That when people hear, they can get comfort in time of need, Lord. Let it be not with conviction of condemning, but, Lord, let it be hope in the teach, preach word, Lord. Lord, even in the comments, Lord, let it be hope in the comments, Lord. Lord, touch us today, Lord. Remove any selfishness right now, Lord. And we ask you for you to increase again, Lord, as we decrease. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. All the sins we have done, known and unknown. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Rev, again, you know, we're in Matthew.
Yes,
Matthew
13.
Matthew 13. Then read like this, verse 1. It says, the same day went Jesus out of a house and sit by the sea side. That's what he said, right? And the great multitudes was gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat and whole multitude stood on the shore. You know, it was a known thing that his fame was going out now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus tried to this parable, if we're going to get off into, he have healed, he have cleaned, he have raised people up from they wouldn't walk and they can walk now. And he told them parables and telling them about this generation, what we call today vipers. They got mad at Jesus because he healed a man, and he said he was the devil. They got mad at Jesus because he said when he did something they have never seen before. But Jesus looked at them. He said, in one of the passages, if I can just read, you hold your horse right there. I backed up and looked at this here. It's over in 12 and 36. He said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thereof, in the day of judgment. For by the word thou shalt be justified, and by the words thou shalt be condemned. I want to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you from above my heart. The preaching, teaching, everybody think it's a glorious thing. Everybody just trying to pull it down. Want to get to the glorious of this they call the preaching and teaching God's word. Everybody want to be lifted up. But he just told us right then, Reverend. He told us. I bagged up to do this because I want you to get understanding what I'm trying to go to. He said, every idle word that men shall speak. Shall mean it's going to happen, brother. It ain't no maybe. It ain't sure. You know, sure. It's an optional. He said, shall speak. Look at this. Shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the word thou, look what he said, shall be justified. And by the word thou shall, he be what? Condemned. I really believe they was trying their best to discredit him. And Jesus, all he was doing, they just showing love. Now it came up to the point that people heard him teaching and preaching. Now everybody wanted to hear him. You know, it was so many people at one time. At this time, he had to get in the boat and push off the seashore. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He had to push off a little bit and get in the middle of the seashore. It's kind of like a microphone, you know, and travels through the water so everybody can be able to hear what he had to say. Because he knew, my brothers and sisters, there are going to be some people amongst you going to be just like this, not coming to get fed, but coming to find fault, trying to discredit him. Same way with us. When you're trying to do something for the Lord, there's going to be somebody trying to discredit you and saying, he ain't this, she ain't that. Let me tell you something. Jesus is going to give us something. I've been around this a little time, real, but when I read this, when I read this thing several times, and every time I read it, he showed me something in the word that it's the man should know how to cultivate that ground that he drove the seed in. Watch how this ground about this seed. He said, and he spoke many things unto them in a parable. Help me, Holy Spirit. Saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he have sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, some fell up on stony places where they had not much earth. and for, he said, forthwith they sprung up because they have not, look, I said, deepness in the earth. I want to back up and tell you again. There are some people, I don't have numbers for a few illustrations, but let me use this one day. Man asked me one day on a blog talk, they asked him a question. They asked him, well, you know what we do after we get through this prayer time. You know we're going to do dust and dust. Why are you coming over here? And I told him, I don't think it was my second time over there with my brothers, you know. And I told them, I said, because there's a seed there. Help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because why I say there's a seed there, Reverend, because there's nowhere in the world, even though they act a fool too, Reverend, even though they go way too far, you know, talking about, and let me tell you something, Reverend. But I know I quit putting God in the box a long time ago. God can change somebody in quicker than you ever would thought. You know, and to you it might not be getting penetration, but let me tell you something. When you've been in the ministry and you know how God's working, that same ministry, it used to start off 10 or 15 minutes. Now sometimes it go out. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? So the seed have got some roots in it. It's getting deep. It's got to put some depth into it. You hear me good when I say that. It got penetrated a little bit. You know what I'm talking about? Now it's not on the top of the surface of that sea, you know what I'm talking about? It falls on the stony places, you know. There are some people you can be talking to, Reverend, and sisters and brothers, and it seems like it don't get no penetration to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Feel like it just right at the top of the surface. You know what I'm talking about? You didn't pull your heart out to this person, and seem like it ain't penetrating at all. You know what I'm talking about? And they did ask you one question after another question, trying to make themselves what right. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said, but there are some. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, because what happened was someone went out and sowed. Help me, Holy Spirit. And when the word go out, it's being sown. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The word has been sown. Not our word. You know, I know they got the bestseller. I know people write books. I know they try to convey it. They get rich and they're doing all this here. But let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. When the sower comes, Jesus has sowed the seed. Now he's dealing with their ground now. So he's telling some of some of you right now, you done got this seed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, it done fell down to you. He said, if you don't get it rooted deep in you, that's what he said. He said it had no deepness in the earth. If it don't get deep in you, it's going to get swallowed up and choked up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. you know how some stubborn, sometimes we get be so stubborn, right? He said it can fall on some stony thing. You ever been around a person with a stony heart? You ever been around somebody with a stony heart? I'm this way. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying, really. Well, I'm gonna tell you, sir. Can I testify? I ain't gonna test a lie, but can I testify? I just be one of them fellas. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I feel like I had it going on. You know what I'm talking about? But God knocked me to the earth one day, and I had to change this thing, man. So that's why I know in this ministry that you have to wait on them, Reverend. You have to wait on them.
Yes,
you have to pray for them. You know what I'm talking about? You have to cultivate. It might not get it that time, but they keep coming around. They keep coming around. Eventually, it's going to get in some ground. It's going to get in some ground. It's going to get, what's that ground? The heart. It's going to get in that heart. And once it get in that heart, you ain't got to worry about telling nobody to come over. Don't hear me, Holy Spirit. You ain't got to worry about telling nobody we doing this. The ones want to come, they're going to come. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Right. Oh, yes, I know I'm right about it. Hey, you know, I know we make the reply. We put out the invitation now, but because of the love we have for people, but let the truth be told, if somebody want to hear the word of God, if somebody want to fellowship with the word of God, they'll come, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. They'll come.
You're right about it.
It ain't the messenger, it's the message. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Quit looking at the messenger and look at the message. And trust me, they're not telling the word right, you hear what, can I do something again, Rip? Please let me do it. Just say, can I do it?
Mm-hmm.
If they ain't
yes,
having
sir.
The word right, if you just bag back again, let me read it to you just for understanding again, 12 and 35,
mm-hmm.
where it said, but I say unto you, that every, he said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that man should
yes.
speak, they should give account thereof in the day of judgment. I'm trying to hit on. For by their words, they shall be justified. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And by their word, they shall be condemned. So we don't have to worry about that. He already told us, and it's a promise. That's why we watch what we say. We pray for what we do because we want to be led and used by the Lord. We don't want to move without the Lord. You hear sometimes say, this is coming from the Lord. You know where it's coming from the Lord because some of the subjects that we speak and talk about, you know, it's not popular. Oh, heavy Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's not so popular, you know, Dumma. That's why it don't get in depth. That's why it's saying it can fall on some stony places because the people want to be praised and lift up and tell you can get rich and all you can have all things in life. You know, your tangibles and material blessings, you get happy. Can I say this? Along the way.
Ooh.
But I've learned something already. Oh, in my little short time of living, that you better get some foundation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You better get some foundation. Let me do this one more time. Verse 5. So it says, some fell up on stony places where they had not much earth. You hear me?
Yes.
And it said, and for which they sprung up because they had no deepness in the earth. They couldn't stay there, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't. It didn't get rooted enough for them. That's why they can walk away. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why they can leave God because it never was in depth enough for them. Sometimes it moves like that because people want a certain thing and do a certain thing. If you can mind me, would say that. And I can give you one thing while I say that. Sometimes if it ain't the right person speaking, it, Reverend, they blame it on him. Watch this.
Yeah.
Now they blame it on her. No one want to take ownership on their own self. You know what I'm talking about?
That's
and
right.
I love this, boy. We come and we ask you, when you do this here, allow God to help you. Be patient on some things. Don't move too quick. Make sure before you go out and even try to witness, make sure you get in the word and study to show yourself approved to God. He said a workman should not be ashamed, but right to divide the word and truth. Then it won't. Somebody, when the time them the disciples prayed for the young man, and the man kept on, and the evil spirit jumped out on him and whooped them. You remember that? Because they wasn't ready.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said, he said, but this time here, come by fasting and praying. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Now I must move on. I must move on. What is your earth? The earth, again, is the heart. The earth is the heart. The earth is the heart. If it gets in that ground, and you open up earnestly, Reverend, don't hold nothing back and let God come in and do that surgical with you. See, I promise you this here. I quit trying to think that God don't know everything. God knows all things. You can't hide from God. So open it up to him so he can help you when you plant the seed there. Look what it said. And when, I got to do this again. Some fell upon stony ground and where they had not much earth. And he said, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they wither away. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's dangerous to get out there and don't get planted in the right soil. Get where they're teaching and preaching God's gospel. Get where they open up the word of God and don't care about your feelings, but they care about what, Reverend? Your salvation. They care about your soul. They care about where you're going. They ain't caring about how you get rich again, how things don't last. See, a lot of folks getting it right now, Raymond. Oh, they're getting to heaven right now. They're getting all they want on the side. And let me give you this here again. He said, them kind, if they stay on the surface, Raymond, it's going to get scorched, it's going to get burnt out because it didn't have no root. And what it does, anything, now watch this here. Preached a sermon a long time ago. You'll either grow in Christ or you'll wither away. There's no standing still in Christ. You either grow in Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because there's no standing still in Christ. Because you'll wither away. I preached that a long time ago. There are some things in your life that growth don't have to come. You can't. Now watch this here. Lord, help me if I'm wrong, Reverend. Y'all help me if I'm going too crazy with this. If you've been on here, we've been on here over a year now. If you still in the same spot in your spiritual walk with the Lord, if you still in your same spot, please don't blame the teach word, the preach word. Ask God why you haven't grown, why you're not growing. And you ask God in prayer, God, I want to grow. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to grow. In my growth, I want to grow, not to lift myself up, Lord. I want to grow
so I can
edify you. That's it, brother. When I said this grow, you want to ask God, I don't want to be like I was yesterday. I want to do something better, Lord. Why, in fact, I want to be like that songwriter. My hallelujah belongs to him. You deserve it. And when you get there, brother, watch this, brother. I'm telling you, that you don't want to be stagnant in God. Now, you might can't teach. Watch this here. You might can't preach. But the Bible said we are all ambassadors of Christ.
Of Christ.
If you get in the Word, watch me what I say. I might be wrong. But if you get in the Word and you start walking as you read, you start being more disciplined. I'm not saying you're not going to make no mistakes. You'd be surprised who's watching you. Oh, help me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You'd be surprised who's watching
you.
They'll look at you and they'll say, "My brother, I just don't think that, you know, I see you, man.
That's
becoming
of a Christian.
You know, there you go.
Right. And
I know. There you go. And I know for a fact that I've been around you, brother. I feel the spirit that you have changed. Now, when a little rain comes, help me, Holy Spirit. When a little rain comes, a little trial comes, then you want to hold your fist up at the Lord. Now, don't do that. What you need to ask God for help.
Amen.
So what I'll say again, verse 6 says again, he said, when the sun was up, Brother D, they was scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Oh, help me, hold
no root. No root.
They got there. It didn't get deep enough. It was like a surface thing, and then look what it did. A little rain came, a misunderstanding came, and it went away.
They went away.
But let me tell you something. Hold on. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. To God, unchanging hands. We're not going to understand everything right now. Yeah, there's going to be some things that we're not going to understand. Just think about Peter one time. Y'all don't mind. Excuse me for a minute.
Come on now.
He told Peter, man. He said, Peter, because Peter said he knew Peter was the one of the ones, Reverend and Sister Brother. He was very vocal.
Know what I love you.
He said, I got to go. He said, I'm going somewhere, and you can't go with me. He said, hold on now. He cut him off. He said, where you going? He said, and he was talking about, like, he ain't talking about leaving the house. He's talking about leaving this world. But he had to go through some trials before he go. And Peter said, wherever you go, I'm going to go with you. He told Peter, he said, for the rooster crow three times, Reverend and brothers and sisters. He said, you're going to deny me.
And then throw out that time, you're going to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, three times. Made it plain, too. He said, and he told him, I love that part because you know what? When he told him that Peter had enough faith, a lot of folks got faith, right? Until they've been tested.
Yes,
oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of folks got faith until they've been tested. Let me tell you something, Reverend. He was tested, and he failed the test. Let's be real about it.
He failed the test.
But one thing about look what he did. God did something to him, allowed him to come back. But I love the poem when he was sitting there by the fire, warming his hands up. And as he was warming his hands up, somebody, Jesus, they were telling Jesus that he, oh, you're the Messiah. And Jesus didn't say a word, and they hit him 39 times. And he seen this. Mm-hmm. See them persecuting Jesus, mocking him, had a crown with a two-inch thorn in his head, punching blood coming down the street. They were mocking him, spitting, and Peter's and all that.
I'm not one of them.
There's another question, Brother D. He said, no, your speech betray you. And he said, no. And he cussed out. He said, I sure ain't. But they still didn't go with this. But I'm going to tell you, when it's in you, watch this message here. When it's in you, you can play like you don't know the Lord. You can get in some places and folks will know you out of place. They can know because that seed is in you. See, when God is in you, it's a glow coming there. People feel the difference. They hear the difference. And when they feel and hear the difference, they're going to say, man, this ain't, brother, you're not of us over here. I'm just talking like I'm saying that. And they let you know it. Now watch this here. Now watch as I pushed a little bit. He went on and said that. And that third time, that rooster crowed. And when that rooster crowed, he looked at Jesus. Jesus was getting scorned, my brothers and sisters. And Jesus looked him in the eye and convicted him. And he turned and went away, sovereign, because he knew he heard what Jesus said. When that rooster crowed the third time, you're going to deny me. But look how merciful Jesus is. Jesus is so merciful.
Come on now, come on
after
now.
After he risen on the third day, you know he went through something. Can you imagine this? I might not finish this, but can you imagine this? Because I feel like preaching a little bit. Can you imagine this
brother? Come on now, Kelly.
Can you imagine this? Jesus going through, they told him earlier that if you tear this temple down, brother and sister, you know what you told him? I'll raise it back in 3 days. and they looked at him.
This man's
crazy. He said, it took 5 or 6 days to be the temple because we're so corner-minded and we don't understand. You know, so we don't see the spiritual thing of that. And they went on did what they did. They took off his garment and cast lots and they got on their knees and playing with him. And they took him to a place they called Golgotha. They called it Calvary, you know, mountain. They took him there, Reverend. They were scorning him as he was going with a parade of people on each side of it. Can I do this here in love? So much laughing, and if you be the king, save yourself, spitting and hitting them. And he fell to his knee, Reverend. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, Reverend? What he did, Reverend? He took one knee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He fell down with the tree in the cross, and he took one knee, and he went to the ground with it, Reverend. And I'm just crazy. This might not be good teaching and good preaching, but I really believe he took that knee because one day, you and I, we're going to have to get on our knees one day and go through some trials and tribulations because we're going to be taught with this seed in us that we had to get on our knees sometime, Reverend, and ask God for them. But he got up because a young man helped him. The man helped him up because one of the satyrs said, help him up. And he went on up, Reverend. I got to get to the story. And as he was going on the Calvary, and they nailed him in the left hand, and nailed him in the right hand, and they nailed him in his feet, Reverend. You know what they did, Reverend? This was on a tree they did this on. Some man was digging a hole.
Yeah.
Said, we got him now. We got him now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got him now. The pilot wrote a scripture on there, the kings of the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote it in Greek and Latin and Hebrew so everybody can read it. And they asked him a question, why do you put it like this? He ain't our king. He said, I wrote what I wrote. He didn't change it.
Yeah, I wrote what I wrote.
But what they did, Reverend, they messed around and lift up our Savior.
They lift up our Savior.
Yeah.
And our book says,
yeah.
and I read it a couple of days ago, our book said, if I be lifted up on earth, I would draw all men. That's that seed,
man.
My brother. He's sowing. He sowed that seed. Oh, help me. He's, man can't be guilty of telling him he didn't do it. He was that sacrificed lamb. So what he did after he came up there and he gave up the ghost and he died, Reverend and brothers and sisters, he went to a barry tomb and one day he went in there Friday evening. Oh yes, sir. I know him in the book. And all of a sudden, he was still in his grave. But one Sunday morning, he got up with all
power
in his hand. Why I'm going to this long journey with this? Because I want to tell you how much love is, how much of when God put a seed in you. Oh, I got to tell you right. When he put a seed there, he loved Peter so much after he risen. He loved Peter so much.
Mm-hmm.
He said he told the young lady that they come, they wanted to give him a proper burial, and they wanted to roll the stone back, and they went in there and they saw angels there, and they saw the gray clothes folded up neatly. So he took his time with it, Reverend. He took his time and folded it up. But he risen, you know what I'm talking about? And they told him, he said, be not what? Don't be fearful. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. He risen. He did one scripture says, why seek the what? The living amongst the dead.
Living among the dead.
Among the dead.
I love this, Reverend, because I got to get to the story, because the man had a seed. And the seed, he felt like his seed went deep enough, Reverend. He felt like his seed went deep enough, Reverend. But Jesus said, I want you to tell my disciples to go meet me somewhere. And also, look at here. He said, my disciple, and also Peter. You know why that went like that, Reverend, and my brothers and sisters? It went like that because he knows deep down when that woman go get, when she go tell the disciples to meet, he wanted to meet them in the upper room, he knew Peter wasn't going to be nowhere around. And Peter was going to be sorrowful because he denied him. But Jesus gave him a chance. And he came.
In
there, and he spoke to him. He said, Simon, Jonah, lovest thou me more than these?
Me?
And he said unto him,
the Lord,
hey,
thou,
no,
Noah.
Thou knowest me. I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. he said unto him again, a second time, Simon, so Jonah. He said, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest.
I know it.
And he said unto him, feed my sheep. Help me, old speed. He said, hold on now, brother. Did you ask me? God asked me too many questions. He said, said unto him the third time, so Jonah, he said, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved, Reverend Henry, because he said unto him the third time, he said, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then Jesus said unto him, be my sheep. So I want to tell you, as I go back and finish this seed up, I want to tell you that he had a seed embedded in him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had put that seed in him. If that seed would have been rooted in depth in his heart, he would have never got to that point right there. I know I skip over and got there, but I wanted to get you the lesson, let you know that you're going to go through something. Maybe you might mess up. Maybe you might just completely mess up and you feel really bad. But let me tell you something. Long as you got the blood, oh, help me, Holy Spirit,
warming
your vein, I believe God will give you an opportunity to repent, my brothers and sisters. Give you to come in. That's what he did to our brother, our elder brother, Peter. He allowed him to repent. Oh, yeah, the three times he denied him, the three times he had to repent. For the preacher-wise and for the pastor-wise, he couldn't lead his sheep until he found out he knew he loved the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Can I be right with it? The pastor don't show no love to his sheep. Trust me, and he got the answer for every idle word he says and do. Everybody can't get up and lead God's people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some have agenda. Some start off right. Some start off right, but then somewhere down the glory get there. Sometimes the money get there, and they change. You know what I'm talking about? So
yes, sir.
Then you wonder, was it on good ground? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus looked at Peter and showed him that seed was rooted. Now, I'm going to finish this thing in verse 7. And some fell among thorns, and thorns sprung up and choked them out. But the other fell on good ground. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
And brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, and some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. But he did something, Brother Nate, when we were doing all that. This is all in red. He said, who has ears to hear?
Let him hear.
Let me do it again. He said, who have ear to hear? Let him hear. He said, because it fell on some thorns. Now something fell on some good ground. He said, it should be fruitful, Reverend Henry. Once you have the love of God in you, it's hard to not to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. It's hard not to be a peacemaker when you got the love of God in you. You don't want to find confusion. You want to find peace because folks can mess their life up because they don't see it because of anger. Help me, Holy Spirit. They'll make decisions because of anger. But when you have God in you, that anger will leave. Now, I'm not saying that Jesus never did get mad. We know that Jesus got mad because they were sitting in the sanctuary one day. And he took his staff and he whooped them because they were selling costly doves and pigeons and he whooped them. He said, "What you doing right here? You're making my house a bad thing, but this is a house of prayer." So I love this poem right here. I love this poem. But watch this. These are the same people he's telling this parable to. He's telling the same. If you can hear him. Now, if you don't have no ear. So he knows that they ain't so. Most of the people around there, he was speaking to, because he was speaking to a certain people, because it's a parable. Hey, Reverend. And he knew who he was speaking to. And he said, so you ain't going to be able to say you can't hear, because if you don't have an ear, I can let you slide. That's what he's saying. You don't want to worry about it. But if you got an ear and you can hear, he said, let just what you hear penetrate that heart. Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
So what we have said today, what we try to present to you today, what we try to present to you Monday through Friday, and prayerfully Monday through Sunday, is the love of God. We as brothers know that Paul said, one man plant the seed, and another man add the water. Amen. If you just want Bible, Apollo, help me, Holy Spirit, a plant, and Apollo and Peter, and Paul add the water. But if you just want scripture, the Bible said, but God gives the increase. See, too many times when you're teaching and preaching, you don't wait on the people. So you try to increase the people, and they ain't ready to be increased. Oh, hear me, because God has gotten in their heart. He has gotten in their heart. He has cultivated and massaged their heart. And some people run out there so quick, and that's why they don't last long. This is something get out there and they fall down there and they ain't penetrate hard enough in it because their heart is so stony because, Reverend, they ain't been delivered. They need a deliverance. You need to be delivered for some things because you got some things God want to work with you with, but you still holding on what's on the inside. So let God bless you today.
Mm-hmm.
Let him touch your heart.
Yeah.
If you have something and you know it's hindering your walk, ask God to help you. Don't be stagnant in this ministry. Don't be stagnant. Grow in Christ. And ask God to strengthen you where you're weak at. Ask him to come in your life. Watch this here. I dare you add him in your home. I dare him to add him in your job. I dare you to add him while you're driving down the highway. But it's not going to exempt you from trials and tribulations, but it's going to do something for you in the by and by. You know what it's going to do for you, Brother D? It's going to get you a place in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's going to get you a place in heaven. It's going to have you fitted and ready to be in this kingdom. Because I'm learning, and I really believe this, he's opened the doors up every day to man. It's only for man to come in if you want to come in. It's only for man to walk in and stay where he's always at. Mm-hmm. Stay where he's always at. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Be with the Lord and allow the Lord help you in your weakness. I love this scripture. But what your seed is doing. When the last time
you add the water. Now, I see people, I see it by my, what I'm seeing, that I see the water's been added there because you come out like you do. But are you being fruitful? The 100-folds, the 60. Are you showing somebody that God is real? Did you consider God? Are you helping somebody along the way? I believe it might not be the scripture to read it just like this, but let me paraphrase it a little bit, Brother D. A saved soul should save a soul. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. A saved soul to save us. So what I mean by you should help somebody to understand and help them see God. Where most of the time it might not be in words. It might be just how you walk with them. I thank you for the word today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank God if it was something said, brothers and sisters and brothers and everybody, if it was something said, we're misunderstood, that someone could be able to be helped so we can help you with that. If you got a problem with that seed, that you don't think it got deep enough, somebody said, well, I know, that's why I ain't came in, because I ain't ready to change. Let me tell you something. You can't fix yourself. You can't clean yourself.
Amen.
You got to get in this thing just like you are. And allow God to change your mind, your heart, and walk with it. I'm not saying that this is a to-do list thing, but I'm telling you, you need to put it high on your do list. Why I say that? Because too many times we put God to the side because we want to have fun. We want to do some things that may be pleasant to us. We think it's fun, but right now, you do what you want to. He gave you a free choice to do what you want to serve him or serve man. So I thank God for the word.
Yes,
I thank him. I thank him for the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
I ask him to increase in our life. I ask him to increase in our life. And I ask you to hear his voice. If you see, you don't think it's deep enough, you keep coming out. You keep getting closer to the word. And you'll find out that God can answer your prayer. I ask for your prayers. I ask for your love. And I ask you always keep us lifted up. And my brothers and sisters, this is my little part I got to get off. But we not off, but I got to get off. If you need anything, I know we got some brothers and sisters can help us right now. And so can y'all help me out?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
Man, I'm listening to my brother this morning, and I hear him say all the time, "God not gonna let you look ignorant." You know, it's funny how you can be in a place in the Word today, and someone speak on it tomorrow. You know, several times today I heard him mention love. You know, yesterday evening I was sitting at home, and my daughter stopped by. And we was talking about the world and these kids. And my baby said to me, she said, these kids need more love. These kids don't get enough love. And I asked the question, Lord, drop something in my spirit while she was talking. And I asked her a question. I said, do you really understand what you're saying? And she said, yeah. She said, these kids need more love. I said, let me explain it to you, baby. Let the man explain it to you. These kids in this world today truly do need more love. We all need more love. But I asked the question, what is love? And she started smiling. When I asked her what was love, perhaps she started smiling. Because the word has instructed us that he is love. So if you want to get these kids more love, then you give them more in the name of Jesus. Give them Jesus. Give Jesus. The Bible says to beat the child with the rod of correction. That's not a belt. That's not a. In my days, they would have got two or three switches and break them together. That's not a switch. That's the word of God. So as I was talking to her, I saw my little baby face. Well, she's not little no more. She's still my baby. But I saw my baby face light up because she started to understand what the old man was saying then. Give love. When you give love, see, we stay so much in the carnal mind until we can't get out
to get into the spiritual realm. Another thing my brother spoke on this morning, I heard him say, if you stagnated in your growth, you know, if he said, we've been on here over a year now, and you're still where you started at. In order for you to still be where you started at, you just serving God in name. And then I'm going to show you why I say that. You know, I listened to this brother named Reverend Frank Ray out of Memphis, Tennessee. He did a song that says that he was once dwelling in the basement. He said, now I'm living on the first floor of God's love. I love that song because if I'm living on the first floor of God's love today, what would I be if I make it to the third floor? If I keep climbing, Rev, I might get to the penthouse. I might get to the penthouse of God's love if I keep climbing. So if you still stuck where you came in to do it, if you still stuck where you started from, all Rev. Eric is telling you is that you're serving God only in name. There's no way you can serve God and still stay where you at. It's just not possible. It's just not possible for you to stay where you at if you truly serving God. But if you serve the Lord in name and name only, then you can stay stuck. Your feet has been planted in the market of marble clay because you only serve him in name.
I'm being messy, man. Can I say this? But you own something.
Come on, my brother. Come on.
I just want to say something. Own something just then, but did something. That's all I like. Yes, that. I like that.
Yeah, I'm listening to you this morning, my brother. I'm listening to you. I got all the time this morning. You know, when you was talking on that love, I'm like, I was just talking about that yesterday to my child. And then I heard you when you said how no growth. It's just not possible. Bro, Tim, if you see a woman, it's not possible. Brother Henry, Brother Darrell, it's just not possible for you to stay in one place. And, you know, I'm going to show you something. Watch this here, brother and sister. When you go into the house of the Lord, the Bible says we should enter through the gates with praises and thanksgiving. In other words, you should come in shouting. You should come in happy because you're in the Do you hear what I'm saying? You're in the presence of the Lord. Now, how can... My pastor told me one time, he said, I can tell you just easy from preaching. He said, bro, DK, sit still. See, when you're in the presence of the Lord, you don't want to sit still. I heard Kirk Franklin said, you want to make the Lord feel something. Well, truthfully, in a matter of speaking, he's right. You want to make the Lord feel something because he'll make you feel something if you are truly in the presence of the Lord and you're speaking the Lord diligently. I hear him move. He'll show up and show out in your life. My pastor said, bro, DK says, see you. And I catch myself sometimes crying. You know, we had a young man in the Bible. They called him the weeping prophet. He just cried all the time over a man. I catch myself sometimes crying over this man that I love so well called Jesus the Christ. Why? Because he moved in my life. God has done great work in me. See, God can do, if you apply yourself to the word, listen, brother, I'm not telling you what I'm guessing. I'm telling you what I know works. I'm telling you what Reverend Hero know works. What Brother Tim know works. What Reverend Eric know works. Because he have worked the work in our lives. If you apply yourself to God, oh, he'll change you. He'll move you up higher.
Yeah.
And that's why Reverend Ray said, I was once dwelling in life basement. He said, but now I'm living on the first floor of God's love.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to the penthouse of God's love, Reverend. I'm not going to hold you long. I just had to say something more because I just love what he was saying. I just love what he was saying. That young man, mm-hmm. You know, when that young man was warming himself and they told him his speech had betrayed him, he got angry.
Mm-hmm.
He got angry. But like Rev said, he made a way for him to get back home. You know, if you look at the prodigal son said, give me my portion. And he left, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
but the Lord saw fit to make a way for him to get back home.
That's right.
He was eating with the swag. He was down at in decadence. He was down at the bottom of the barrel, wasn't he? In fact, I believe in layman's term, I'll say he was beneath the barrel. He was eating with the swag. Now let's look at that in the spiritual realm. In a carnal mind, he's speaking of an earthly father. He said, my father have much. But in a spiritual realm, my spiritual father, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
I think I go back home, brother. I think I go back home. So don't tell me that you can't grow. Apply the word to your life. That's all you gotta do. Apply the word to your life, and he'll love on you too. That's all, brother. You gotta say. I'm gonna get out of the way, brother. I'm gonna get out of the way. I promise you, he'll love on you. God wants to love on you. I'm a living witness. And he wants to love on you. You hear him hearing preachers praying, so he gets he gets to feel, because God wants to love. Look, he'll love on you too.
I promise you, he'll
love on you too.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I know he will, because the Bible has instructed us, he's no shorter than his word. He says his word cannot come back void. Word say.
Praise the Lord.
I'm done, brother. I'm done. I just feel good this morning. I drive out this highway and I get to listen to my brother, but the word just, Jeremiah said, it's just like fire. Shed up in my bones. And somebody said it won't leave me alone. They so blessed, brother, you can't say. I heard my brother say this morning how we all got something. God bless you. Like you said, you may not be a preacher. Preacher may not be your forte. Oh, you may not be a deacon. May not be your assignment. But if you love on God, he'll give you something.
Mm-hmm.
If you just love on God. Because he's going to love on you back.
Mm-hmm.
If you just love. Just raise your hand this morning and tell God I love you. That's all you got to do. Lord, I love you.
Right.
I'm here against you. I know I've done wrong. I just ask that you would cleanse me. If you would just bring me home. Allow me to come home, Lord Jesus. Just allow me to come home. And God will do just that for you. I promise you he will. He's never turned a man down yet. I'm going to show you all something, and I'm going to get on out of here. I know I said I was gone. You know, do you all believe that God has never turned a man down yet? Man turns self down. God ain't never turned a man down yet. You could be out in these streets being a pimp and go to Christ in secret prayer and watch God heal you. You'll find yourself saying what I used to be. I don't want to be no more. Things I used to do, I don't want to do no more. He'll love on you too. That's all, brother. He can tell you. I promise you, he'll love on you too. Yes, he will.
Mm.
Yes. I'm hearing he will.
Mm-hmm.
I know he will. He will. He will.
Man. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, I was once, oh, yes, satisfied in the basement. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Beautiful today. Beautiful today.
Yes.
Beautiful day. Going to move upstairs. Thank the Lord for this lesson, for this sowing of the seed. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord over the years he allowed those hearts that was once stony and now they're fertile ground. But when the seeds go out, be planted. Oh, hallelujah. God is still throwing out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God to read to you this morning, brother. Brother D done a beautiful job expressing, like we used to say, what I got out of the lesson today. what I got out of the Sunday school, what the Lord had given me. I like how the Holy Spirit will make witness of itself when the truth is told. When the truth is told, God always show evidence. And we thank the Lord today. We thank the Lord today. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Aunt Martha, for these beautiful nuggets. We say as she gives crumbs of time, crumbs of time. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Oh, I know you're right. Daniel 6:10-23. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Verse 19, he thanked the Lord. Man should always pray. Hallelujah. If you pray and talk to God, if you pray and continuously pray throughout the day, just keep in conversation. He'll let you know the path before you. If you walk closer to him, he'll show you the pitfalls so that you can go around them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we have requests of a testimony. We get these little passages out the way. God has blessed somebody. We thank the Lord. Seeing well. What we think of Jesus shows in how we relate with him. What we think of Jesus shows in how we relate to him. when have you just told the Lord you love him lately? You didn't want anything. You just want to tell God you love him. Oh, hallelujah. And you get that relationship with him. It'll bless your heart just to wake up in the morning. Lord, I love you. I just thank you. I'm just glad you allow this relationship that we may commune with each other. Hallelujah. That while he's a friend to me, I can be a friend to him. What a friend we have in Jesus. And good news. Good news, he's saying, Jesus, my ultimate, I surrender to your rightful rule. Good news. That's good news. I surrender all to him. Sin had left a crimson thing, but I'm glad about it. He washed it all away. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God today. Oh, it's open right now. It's testimony time. Praise the Lord. Testimony time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Rev, you don't mind? Can I tell mine first? I got
yes, second. Sir. Yes, no. Sir. Come on.
And this the ministry that we're about to do every day. You know, how we bestowed our life to do every day. I'm not gonna hold y'all long because I'm doing something I really don't supposed to be doing. But I got God gave me a dream, right? About two Sundays ago. And there was he woke me up. And God spoke to my pastor. And he told me, this is what he told me, Brother D, sisters and brother.
Well,
I is to see certain people. Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I expect. Okay. Now, that might not be none to you or nobody on here,
mm-hmm.
but God said, I expect.
Come on,
I don't care how you come over. That's what
mm-hmm.
I expect.
Thank you, Jesus.
To see certain people here. So I really believe God had invested a lot in us. You know,
thank you, Lord.
I took that to heart,
uh-huh.
Brother D. I want to tell you how I know it's God, because no man can see God and live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know
mm-hmm.
what I said.
Mm-hmm.
So he had something he wanted to tell me. right? And he did it through my pastor because I knew it was somebody, it was a different voice because how it was directed to my heart. It was directed to my heart. And Reverend Henry know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes,
when I
sir.
Say this here, that I've been called to do a lot of things, but God said this here. He said this here. I expect you to see you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
mm-hmm.
I can't speak for everybody else, my brothers and sisters. Hey, I've been telling you I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be doing that. I'm doing this here. It's just in me, man, to do what I do. It's not nothing but God. You know what I do? What I do. And Reverend, Brother D know me too. He been around a little while, know me too. And Reverend really, see, no, sometimes I come here with zero energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Zero energy. Reverend, you know what I'm talking about. And you will never know it. You would never know because if I don't do the pity party stuff, I just do what God said. Build the kingdom and build the kingdom. I expect you to be there, Eric. That's what he's telling me.
That's it.
I expect you to be there. If it ain't but
Thank
you,
you
if it ain't but you, watch this here, Brother D. Sister Mary, Martha, Tim, Brother Nutty, and if it's one or two of y'all, I want you to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you preach and teach like it's 10,000. You don't shut it down because you don't look. You don't see the numbers. That's why everybody can't look at the board and do this here.
Right.
It comes to you late over there. You know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So back what you said earlier, it struck a nerve to me. I love, man. God put a love in me, man, for the church, man. And I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, I want to be his present. I went live yesterday. I want to see my mother.
Yes,
I have a grandmother I have never seen, man. She died before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I want to see her. I heard a lot about her. She was a pianist. You know, she could sing. You know what I'm talking about? I want to see her, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I want to see my grandfather, my dad, and the one who raised me. I want to see them again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God, I believe God going to give me a glimpse for them. I just believe that. But I believe that ain't going to be the end of the story, Reverend. Like I said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, Brother D.
I'm going
to get to see his face. I'm going to get to see his face. Oh, when I see his face. Mother, I love you, but I'm seeing something you told me about. You told me this, Mother.
When I see something, man.
Yes, sir. And he going to tell
when
me.
I heard
and I spoke to you, and I see you kept what I asked you to do. What I'm saying, Brother D.
Yeah.
I don't put this on nobody but Eric. I expect you to be somebody. I'm not just talking about here. I'm talking about any time it's time to do God's business. I expect you to be here.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to supply you. I'm going to supply you.
I'll supply you as a need, isn't it?
I'm going to supply you. Like again, Brother D, you hit it right on the head, Brother D. You know, Reverend. Everybody's not gonna be a preacher.
Yeah.
One book said, I suffered like so many teachers. That's one book said, James. Because you'll be what? You'll be judged according, man. You know? He said, but one of Paul wrote this, he said, but we all are ambassadors of Christ. That's why I want you to miss on this message. You just don't want to be stagnated in the ministry. You might not sound like some or teach like some, but give what God gives and get out the way. You might say good morning. That might have made somebody's day. You might say I love you. That might have made somebody's day. You might just wave your hand and say, man, thanks for seeing you, man. It made somebody's day. Stop being the bearer of taking all the energy out the room when you come in. You know, make when people see you, they see, I was glad I seen you, Brother D. I was glad I heard from you, Reverend Henry. Man, I was glad. Now, I know we got naysayers.
I'm going to get out of here, y'all. I know we got naysayers. Yeah. They're going to do what they're going to do. But you make it. You make them take it back. How you make them take it back? You keep your hand in God's hand. He'll make them take it back.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I've been there.
That's it.
So my testimony to tell you, he told me this now. This might not work for nobody. I'm just telling what he told old Eric. You know.
Yeah.
I told him I got a lot of gray hairs on my chin, Brother D. But I'm still a young man, you know. Still a young man, man.
Yeah.
I still got Similac on my tongue, you know. You know, yeah. But I will tell you this, for the love, you know. For the love, I say this, because he put this in love. I want to say this with love, that he told me this, man, and I don't want to be stagnated. I want to grow.
Right.
That's why you hear all the different people over here. We don't entice and tie it down to one person. Anybody have a love of God? Love of God now. I'm going to tell you now. Can I do a disclaimer while I'm talking? Now, I will say this enough, though, you know, talking about because we want everything to be decent and all. We don't want to be able to fight, and argue.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the one.
Not
going to
be.
I'm
not going
to
be.
Tell you that.
Yeah.
We're going to come here with love. If you got something to say, do it with love. That's all we ask you to do it with. Don't force yourself on nobody.
Yeah.
If they don't receive it, just pray about it. You know, just pray about it, you know. That's how we do it over here. We just say we pray and may God's will be done. And I say this again. Let God, don't be here these years and months and don't grow. Challenge the spirit that's in you. Let it work in you. And watch this. You know when you're growing, when you extend your hand out to love to somebody. Oh, help me. I'm talking about sometimes the one that made you dirty, wrong, then despise. Bible said when they spy
for you,
misuse. Pray for them.
He said,
pray for them. Yeah. So we got to do that.
Yeah.
Don't pray on them. Pray for them.
Yeah.
I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Let's say this again. There's some things you can't do. When I tell you this, you can't do nothing about it. Now, person on this phone, I'm going to mention her name. Sisters and brothers, is that good enough? You can't do nothing about this.
Amen.
What I'm gonna say. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it. You might make me mad, but I'm grown enough to.
I'm gonna still love
you. Sometimes we gonna disagree. Sometimes we gonna disagree, man.
I'm gonna still love you.
We gonna fall out. But I'm still going to love you, man. I got enough understanding that if I stay to that cross, I stay by that blood, he'll humble me if he don't humble you. He'll humble me and say, this is why. And humble yourself. Just go to the brother. You understand me? Go to the sister. Stand your hand out and welcome to him, Brother D. You know, Eric. Send your hand out there to him. Take him along the way. He said, help the performance of the weak. Not pleasing yourself. Not pleasing yourself, though. He said, but stick it out there to help him up. So I say this. I don't know why I went there, but y'all pray for me when I say this here. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. You can't do nothing about it.
Good morning. Good morning, my brothers. Good morning. Good morning. I'm at work.
Hey, good morning.
I had to hit the one button because, man, I've really been enjoying my step this morning. I really love that testimony from Brother D. And his daughter, and he's right. It's love. You know, it's an old song. I used to say the words to it, and people would just look at me. And I know they've heard it before. And say, what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
Love.
It's the only thing that there's too little love. So I really enjoy that, but. Reverend Bryant, man, you said it. What you said about you going to heaven, that's a good report. Again, who had believed your report? The Holy Spirit ain't going to give you nothing bad. The Holy Spirit told you that's where you're going to be. You stand on it. You stand in it. I'll stand with you because it's true. It's true. The Holy Spirit ain't going to give you no bad report. You on your way. You on your way. Man, I love that. I love that. And more of us ought to be saying that. More of us ought to have that kind of confidence to say what you said that God gave to you. We ought to be saying that on a regular basis. Man. And you just confirmed what Reverend Sherman was talking about when he came to the church and preached about that cloud of witnesses, you know, urging us on, you know, because we're running this race. Man, that was beautiful. That's beautiful.
Wow.
I stand with you. I stand with you. I stand with you. The tree is waiting on us. The tree is waiting on us.
Yes, sir.
Yes. That's all I have, my brother. I got to go back to work. Yes, sir.
We all at work. Go ahead.
No, I'll just say right quick. You know, I heard you say you're going to be there. You know, you heard me say before, my pastor used to tell me, he said, Brother D, he's someone preach just as hard. If one person sitting out there in the audience, as if it was 1,000. And he said, I do it because, he said, I know not the day nor the hour.
Come on.
And I don't want to go to sleep on God because I can't let him down. I got to preach just as hard. And I heard a young man say in a song, he said, I get weary in the word, but not weary of the word. That's when you're running on zero and you're still doing the work. You're running on zero. The gas head is on E, but you're still going. I get weary in it. I can't get weary of it. Every time my phone rings and someone asks me something about the Lord Jesus, my face will light up. They say all I do is smile anyway. They just don't know I got a reason to smile. God gave me a reason to smile because he looked down on the old no good nothing. I got a reason to praise him, brother. I'm talking about this. I got a reason. And if you don't believe what I tell you, he'll give you a reason to. I have a reason. Above all reasons, I got a reason to be saved in one day. I was sick of his hands. He saved me. I was on my way to hell, but he saved me.
Yes, sir.
I was helping hell and enlarge yourself daily, but he was saved. Thank God for you. I heard you, Reverend Eric, when you said they lift him up. All if they had just left him down, the word would have been fulfilled. They had to lift him up because he said, if I be lifted up. He told him, he said, if you lift me up. I draw on man. If they had just left him down in the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Well,
I got my key waiting on me. I got a key waiting on me. I don't worry about it. I know that I know that I got a key waiting on me. I'm going to see him one day. I heard Real say, it's going to be good to see my mother. Oh, yes, it's going to be good. I'm going to be so happy to see my aunties and see my father and see my grandfather. Oh, my granddad had raised me. Is it to tell me all the time, it's the son, it's the boy, as long as you live, my dad will never die. So I'm going to be good. I'm going to feel so good to see him. Oh, but when I see Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, but when I see Jesus. The granddad had raised me, but Lord Jesus made me. Oh, when I see Jesus.
When I see him.
And I see him face to face. The man that made me. Ooh, Lord, hit him with a wife. Yes. Feel the joy. I can tell him I made it. I made it. Help of the Lord, I made it.
Boy.
Ooh, thank you, I made it. What else did you do?
My. Praise God. Awesome.
You know, Reverend, you love him so much, sometimes just the thought of calling his name would bring tears to your eyes. Just the thought of calling on Jesus.
What else? You know something, bro. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to see family. We're not going to see family the way we saw them here on this earth. We saw family in a carnal man. We're going to see them in a glorified body.
Oh, yes.
We're going to see them in a glorified body when we see them again.
Oh, yes.
But when I see Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, what I see.
Amen.
Ain't he good?
I see the one what who died
Jesus.
On Calvary.
Bad for Jesus. What I see, Jesus.
Wow.
That's amazing, Jesus.
My God.
Oh, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
We're going to, Reverend, a little tied up. We gonna ease on. I know, if it be God's will, if it be His will,
yes.
I'm truly saying if it be His will, we'll try to be here next tomorrow. Okay, Rhea. You all right, Rhea? You all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I know you said you had a little noise, you know. If it be God's will, though.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, I'm saying
right
this
here.
Before we go.
No, I'm just witnessing.
If it be God's will,
yes,
this love and this tears of shower you hear from Brother D and all the brothers that spoke and gave a testimony, like it don't have to be us all the time. We just love them so much, we'll do it anyway, you know. but we always say, you know, it's always placed. We believe that if you don't know him, we will try our best to show it via scripture, you know, and let you love on the scripture and pray with you, give you some understanding. If you need to be, if you want to rededicate your life, it's here. We'll walk with you. We'll hold your hand. If you don't know nothing about the Christ that we know, we'll try our best to explain to the best ability we know how. But we ask you to come to Jesus. You know, and we're going to pray, but if it be God's will, if it be His will, we'll be back tomorrow. You know, we'll be back tomorrow. And I'm glad about it, you know. I'm looking forward to right now in this day. He gave me joy. You know, if you face so many kind of adversities today, know that the Lord is able. He's able. He's able. He's able. To do more than we can ever imagine if we just have faith. Hey, it might not move when you want it, but I'm learning. And I ain't just saying like a cliche. He is truly on time. I hope y'all hear me. He's truly on time. He is truly on time. And I thank him. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come with the most humblest mouth we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for all the words and testimony have went up, Lord. Lord, we ask you strength this the God's plan, family, Lord, everybody that come out to listen, to hear, to participate, to even show their love back to you, Lord. We just want you to give us strength today, Lord. Where we travel the highways and byways, in the automobile or spiritual walk, be with us, Lord. Lord, keep us, Lord, close to you, Lord. We coming in and out these old corridors of life, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, we can do nothing without you. Let the word that we have been taught and preached, taught and received, let it manifest itself. If we got any stony hearts, Lord, soften the heart, Lord, so man and children and can receive your word, Lord, and put it in their life and grow, Lord. Let it grow, Lord. If it be your will, Lord. Lord, if it's in the lesson there, Lord, give them there the understanding so they can know why they're going through, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for every listener, Lord, everyone to come out again, Lord. We thank you for how you raise up this ministry, Lord, that they keep on being funded by you, Lord. We thank you for paying it every month, Lord. We don't take it for granted, Lord. We ask you just keep blessing it, Lord. That you always make a way that we always do what we do, Lord.
We love you, Lord, because we know, Father God, that you love us because you gave us your son, Lord. And we thank you for your son, Lord, our elder brother, Lord. We love him, Lord. We thank you for Jesus Christ, Lord. If one day he might come, we just don't want to be with our work undone, Lord. We want to be, when he sees us, he said, well done, our faithful servant, Lord. Come on up. You was over a few things. I'm happy over a minute. Lord, let him bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Some say they just want to be a doorkeeper, Lord. But, Lord, we know you got assignment even in heaven for each one of us, Lord. So we just claim it that we're going to be there with you. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we love you, Lord. Lord, we just, if we don't mention no name, we just ask you to touch every heart. And meet prayer. Touch every heart that need a financial breakthrough. Touch every heart that got pain and agony. Maybe do cancer. Maybe do heart disease. Maybe do kidney. Father God, whatever organ is not functioning, we ask you to heal it in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Something we don't even know, aneurysm might hit. We don't know why we have headaches, Lord. Lord, we ask you to remove it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, here lately, it's been a mental thing going around, Lord. People have been mentally disturbed more than ever they have ever been, Lord. Lord, regulate their mind, Lord. Put in us a mind of good thoughts, Lord, and not evil thoughts, Lord. Bless them, Lord,
mm-hmm.
and they don't do evil anymore in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for hearing our prayer, Lord. We ask you to grant this, Lord, and Lord, if it be your will, Lord, let it bless the soul today, this day, and we pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you, brothers. Yes, sir.
Love you, my brother. Love you, brother. My brother, my sister.
Love you.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to seeing you guys in the morning.
In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said something. In the morning. I'm going to put a song on. In the morning. When I ride.
When I ride. When I ride.
He said, I'm going to do a little something because someone might know the old song. He said, when I come to die, you know what I'm saying, give me Jesus. He said, you can have all of this world, but give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
Yeah, give me Jesus. Watch this here. Watch this one here now. Watch this. You might not know nothing about this one here. Lord, playing now.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer. But when I see Jesus, hey, amen. When I see Jesus, point.